Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here this Thursday, July 14th. If you're up nice and early with us, you're listening at 1340 AM or 92.3 FM, home of great music for 50 years in the Coachella Valley. At the end of that 1 hour that we're together, we're going to play my music. I like to think that's great music. Tee-hee, tee-hee. And then at 8 o'clock, switch over to 920 AM where I started 26 years ago, or 99.1 FM, listen to the Joey English Show. Maybe you fell asleep. Maybe you didn't write down the website, the phone number. You just wanted to hear me sing again? I hope so. Anyway, we don't care where you listen as long as you do. And when everything is finished, our good friends Rick and Denny post everything to my website and my Facebook page, just so it's the best hour of your day. Okay, are you near your daytimers?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, this is so cute. Thursday, July 14th is National Macaroni and Cheese Day. Isn't that adorable? Okay, the city of Rancho Mirage is accepting applications for special assistance fund for the fiscal year 2022 to 2023. The application is online, RanchoMirageCA.gov. Coachella Valley Rep announces their 2022-2023 season. That sounds so wrong. They're going to present 5 plays that are Tony Award-winning in this season. 2 musicals and 3 plays, November through April. You can check it all out at cvrep.org. The Greater Coachella Valley Chamber has a summer edition of Voices of Business. It's out now. You click on the link online to read on this website. I'll do it very slowly. GCVCC for Greater Coachella Valley Chamber Commerce, GCVCC.org. Let's play Legendary with the one and only Wink Martindale. He presents his legendary award-winning History of Rock and Roll from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. He's a treasure and he's ours. Check him out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, I promised you she's a treasure here in the Coachella Valley, which means she belongs to all of us, all of we Joey pals. We say hello to our Talk of Stars star. Tony Holt Kramer joins us. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Joey, and what a super terrific opening, and what a lovely, lovely way to start the show. And hello, everybody out there, and I want to be your pal like Joey.
That's right. Remember the movie with Kim Novak and Frank Sinatra, Pal Joey?
Absolutely.
So in it, Frank Sinatra says to Kim Novak, "Hi, Miss English," because that was her name. So all my listeners are called Joey Pals. We're working on it here. Listen, Joey Pals, in Los Angeles, we have the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In Palm Springs, we have the Palm Springs Walk of the Stars. But this is radio, so this is the Talk of Stars. And we always start out the same way. Tony, where were you born?
Oh, well, I was born between Brooklyn and New York in a little hospital that was kind of on the edge. And I was raised, my very young years were in Brooklyn. And in the summertime, we occasionally went to a place called upstate New York. It was Peekskill. Sure. And if I'm not mistaken, it was where Jackie Gleason had a home. And so that was kind of fun. It was, I'm an only child, which has its good moments and its bad moments, because you don't have that constant, wonderful connection with your siblings. And I've always wondered, so I love dogs, and I think my dogs were always my siblings.
Probably a better deal.
I think so.
You were always beautiful. Did you always go to school? Did you study all the entertainment venues that you participate in now? What was your education like?
Well, actually, this will blow you away, because I was really great. I got a great A in cutting school. I mean, I was top of the group. But no, I really didn't. Isn't that funny? I had a different kind of upbringing in my head. I think I raised my own ideas and I put them in my head and they became my reality. My bedroom, which was very small, and I will never forget, painted apple green, a color I love green, but apple green I detest now. But nevertheless, I had my room decorated with, I want you to hear the word decorated, with photographs torn out of movie magazines, ruffled sides where you tear them, and pasted with scotch tape on my walls from floor to ceiling. Wow. And my mother occasionally would write a letter for me with me, because I was too young to do that then. And we would write to the stars, like, "Dear Jean Tierney, I am such a big fan of yours. Would you send me a photograph?" And of course, a few weeks later, you'd get this wonderful black and white photograph of Jean Tierney saying to Tony, blah, blah, blah. Which, of course, in those days, I thought she really did it herself. But that was it. I lived surrounded by all the people that I wanted to know, to be like, to be in the movies, to be a star, to be somebody famous and have talent and do all that great stuff. And at night when I would go to bed, normal people get into bed, they put their head on the pillow, right? I would get into bed, I would turn myself around, and I would put my feet up on the wall over my headboard, and that's where I would do my planning and my dreaming. And my dreaming was that I was going to go to Hollywood, I was going to be a movie star, I was going to have a off-white colored or white-colored Cadillac convertible. I mean, all these things were real, really real to me. They were more real than what was going on in my life, because my parents, if I didn't go that way, my parents were usually fighting during the night. And I would hear this coming from, the other side of the apartment. And I would hear them arguing. And this way, my dream world just took me where I wanted to go. So I kind of lived there. And then when I'd go to school, I never lied to my mother, though. I would say, "Mom, I want to tell you, I'm probably not going to be at school all day today." And I'd get dressed in the morning, and usually about noon, I would leave school. And I always had a place where I could put on the same one dress that I owned, which was red, and a short red topper, which was the only nice outfit I really had, because I had regular kid stuff. I was then about 15 years old, and I would go get on the subway. I'd put my makeup on. If you remember, Joey, they had these scales, and I know we're kind of vintage up there, and they had these scales with mirrors, and you could stand in front of the scale on the subway platform. If anybody knows, if they lived in a city where there were subways years ago, and I would take my Maybelline pencil. I will never forget, my best friend in the world was Maybelline pencil.
Yes.
And I would do my eyes, doe eyes, and that became kind of my trademark, having a doe eye.
Yes.
And so I would point it up in the corners, and that was something that to me just changed my whole appearance, and I loved it so much. And I had had a little experience prior to that, because when I was about 8 or 9 years old and my parents had just split, and I remember sitting at the kitchen table, my mother said to me, "I just want to tell you, your father is never coming home again."
Oh,
and I just remember looking at her and just going, "Oh," and that was it. And it's so strange, because I don't remember ever crying. I don't remember ever saying, "Oh my God, what happened?" Uh-huh. I think I knew what had happened, but the reality was that I didn't feel the emotion, or I sublimated it. I tend to think, I haven't been through therapy because I've been my own therapist, and I think that probably that was responsible for a lot of the way I did things in my life.
Do you think your parents, Were they talented like you are? Was your mother beautiful?
My mother was very beautiful. She was a little bit heavier than, you know, I would have thought I would have liked her to be, maybe, but that was her genetic thing. But her face was like, she was as pretty or prettier than Lana Turner.
Oh my goodness.
She had the greenest eyes and no nose job. She had a real Grecian nose. My father, on the other hand, was probably one of the handsomest men I'd ever seen in my life, and I'll tell you a funny story. He looked exactly like Victor Mature. Again, vintage people, you need to look up on Google Victor Mature if you don't know who he is, but he was absolutely gorgeous. And all my girlfriends used to like to come up to the apartment, can we see your father? Can we see your father? Is your father home? And my father was one of the most, he could walk into a room, Joey, of 500 strangers. And in 15 minutes, everybody knew him and liked him. He had that magic.
Well, you have that skill. He gave you that, Tony. They live to see your success in the business?
Oh, my mom. Are you kidding? My mom was my assistant.
Oh.
When I started, she worked with me. I couldn't type. And I wasn't interested in all the things that normal people would be interested in. My interests were strictly what they were. And I was very one-dimensional in that area. I mean, I was creative. I loved clothes. I loved beauty. I loved Hollywood. I could tell you the lyric for every song. I could probably tell you the name of most every movie, no matter how far back it goes. Just to give you an example of how, you know, stuck in a time warp I was. I mean, even today, when I want to relax at night, I'll go put on Perry Mason back from the 50s and the 60s because
me too.
He and Della Street and William Hopper, they relax me. It's a different world. It was, you know, there's no fighting. It was just Earl Stanley Gardner and the case of the beautiful blonde, you know, or whatever.
That and Andy Griffith is how I get.
Oh, I loved him. Yes. Loved him. When he played the lawyer and always ate hot dogs.
Oh, yes.
I think, and what about Murder, She Wrote, Angela Lansbury? Yes. And I'm proud to say that when I started working, one of my first, not my very first, my first interview was the incredible, wonderful, adoring Rock Hudson, who I just cannot thank enough.
Same birthday as me.
Really?
Just a different year. Okay,
well,
hang on.
Well, no wonder why I love you.
Yes. See, besides, I had one red outfit. I was a poor kid. All the similar stuff. I used to listen to the music over the Magnavox. Joey Pals, we're listening to that was the first segment with Tony Holt Kramer. When we come back from our commercial break, we're going to hear about how she got started in modeling and show business and all the things she's going to tell us about. So stay with us. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.